Claremont County's population has grown to around six times what it was in the 1940s. The Census Bureau estimates there were about 34,000 people then, and the land was largely used for agriculture. Today, there's a lot more people, a lot less farming, and different demands on the earth. One agency has changed its conservation mission as the county has changed. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart. A nameless creek winds its way north through Claremont County from Miami Township to Loveland. Just before it spills into O'Bannon Creek, it takes a couple of hard turns, forming a horseshoe. This bend in the river doesn't seem all that important. The nearest homes are a couple hundred yards away and upstream. You can't hear traffic or see anything obviously man-made nearby, except for one thing. Stretching over the river like a thin footbridge, there's a gray concrete beam. It's about 3 feet above the stream bed and comes out of the woods on the far side of the creek before disappearing into a hillside below us.
This is an aerial sewer crossing that comes into the sewage treatment plant up the hill. And before the project, the stream was in a really unstable form.
That's John McManus. He's the Claremont County Soil and Water Conservation District Administrator, and his office was part of a project to soften the bend in the creek. McManus says a lot of water and debris will move through this valley after a big rainstorm, and that was a threat to the sewer crossing.
It's probably around 5 years ago, something came down, it buckled it a little bit, it didn't break, thank God, but then we thought we got to do something with this creek to get it into a more stable form.
McManus's job is, in part, to give advice on the best practices for keeping soil healthy and water clean. Conservation districts were formed out of the Dust Bowl in the 1930s. Farmers grew too much wheat during the Depression to make up for lost profits. When drought hit, wind carried a lot of topsoil away. After the federal government passed the Soil Conservation Act, states authorized conservation districts and counties created them. In 1943, Claremont County started such a district. Back then, the county was nearly all rural and agricultural. McManus says the district's focus was on improving drainage and preventing soil erosion, and his office still helps farmers with those issues today. But he says they also do a lot of work around East Fork Lake,
which not only is heavily used for recreation, we got national rowing tournaments out there, and there are swim meets out there, and boating and fishing and all that, but it also serves as a drinking water source for about half the county. And since about 2010, we've been experiencing problems with harmful algal blooms.
McManus says the blooms are caused by nitrogen and phosphorus getting into the lake. There's a number of different sources, sewage treatment plants, failing septic systems, but he says agriculture is still a big culprit. McManus says the district works with farmers to reduce runoff from their fields.
We are not a regulatory agency, Claremont Soil and Water Conservation District, so everything we do is through education and the farmers see the need, and again, they've been stepping up to the plate, and they've been great partners.
Claremont County isn't the same place it was 75 years ago. McManus says the district has had to expand its focus to deal with a changing landscape.
When you go from open ground to hard surfaces, such as roads and rooftops and parking lots, that sends a lot more water to the streams a lot quicker. And that causes problems in the streams, not just with the pollutants they carry, but that extra flow and that extra volume causes the streams to erode themselves.
Not unlike that unnamed tributary outside Loveland. McManus says with the Claremont County Water Resources Department and a grant from the EPA, they softened the curve that was approaching the sewage lines and created a small floodplain.
What a floodplain does great is it helps take energy out of the stream. Because when it comes up, if it's confined in a valley, and the stream comes up, it stays within that valley, and it's really erosive along the banks. If it can reach a floodplain, which it couldn't before, it spreads out, and when it spreads out, it slows down.
Slower water means slower debris, which decreases the chances those sewage lines will be broken. This particular project cost about $155,000. McManus says that's a lot less expensive than digging new sewer lines beneath the creek. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.